All right, welcome back to the show. Luke Lipinski filling in for Burnsy, who's got the day off. The Coyotes are red hot right now. Won three in a row, got another big win last night over the Los Angeles Kings. And don't look, but the Arizona Coyotes are in a playoff spot. 5-point lead over San Jose. 5-point lead over the St. Louis Blues for that fourth spot in the West. And joining us right now, their outstanding head coach, Rick Tocchet. And Tocchet, how are you, my friend?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Good.
I mean, I don't want to say smoke and mirrors, but you guys, what you've been able to do with Kemper out has been amazing. The thing that sticks out to me is you guys have taken care of business against the teams that I would say you're supposed to beat. You played extremely well against Anaheim, against Los Angeles, against San Jose. You're winning the games that you really – we know how good Colorado and Vegas and even Minnesota is, but you guys are really doing a good job winning those games that I think you're supposed to win.
Well, I just think anytime you lay some, it's tough. I mean, hey, L.A. and San Jose, they're good teams also. And I'm not quite sure it's like we're supposed to beat them every time, but we have been on the right side of those wins for sure. We're scoring some goals. We're getting some guys helping us from the taxi squad. Obviously, Hilly's done a nice job battling for us. So, I said this at the beginning here, we're going to probably go and dip into our taxi squad, and we're going to have different lineups every night to scratch and claw to get in this thing. And so far, so good. But long way to go, Gamble. We've got, 17 games left.
Well, let's talk about this Bunting kid, Michael Bunting. I mean, fantastic last night. I mean, Garland to him for that first goal. A great shot off of the backhand pass from Garland. Gives you the 1-0 lead. I thought the gets in front, working really hard. The traffic, getting in front of the net and scoring that other goal. I mean, he was fantastic last night. He's a great story, right? He's been with Tucson for a few years. He's taking a little bit of time to develop. But he's paying the price in front of the net. He gives you some scrappiness. I really like what he's brought to the team.
Yeah, you're right. He really has added something in the sense, especially around the net. If you look at all his goals, even when Chick scored the other night, a couple of times with Chick, he's in front of the net. He's a scrappy guy. He wasn't even on the radar, a couple of years. I actually didn't mind the kid, but when he went down, he had some bad habits down there. And this year, I hear he's been nothing but a professional. He came into camp in great shape. Didn't complain that he wasn't on the original taxi squad because, he maybe should have been on it maybe because he had a pretty good year for Tucson. Never bitched, and all of a sudden the guy gets called up and, he's playing 18 minutes a night. And he's on, one of our top lines. So yeah. I love those stories. And now the hard part stands for those guys is the consistency. How do you stay? That's the hard part for Bunce. Is he willing to go to the net every night, consistently? Because all the really good hockey players do that every night, and that's what we're going to look for Bunce, make sure he doesn't drop off.
Yeah, I really liked that. I mean, that fourth goal, Chychrun takes the shot. It hits him right in front. I mean, it hits him, but he stays with it. He picks up the puck very quickly and gets in there and is able to bounce it in, backhand the puck in. I mean, that was his third goal. He got the hat trick. So, two goals in front. I just thought he outworked Anderson on that second goal. That was also on the Chychrun shot. I thought he outworked him for that goal. That's it. Listen, guys like that, the only way he stays in the league and gets to play in the NHL is to do that dirty work, to get down low, to give you some traffic in front of the net, and bang. And I thought last night he was great at it.
Yeah, you just described every goal. You're right. And let's be honest, you got to have these type of players that are willing to get to the net. You go in the playoffs, these seven-game series, very rarely see the tic-tac-toe goals. It's the mucking. It's the guys in front. The guys are willing to pay the price. The more guys you have of those guys on your team, you have a better chance of winning. So, obviously, Bunce has added that. And like I said, it's early, but, there's going to be no drop-off. I think he's a type of kid that he understands, and he's been a real pro this year.
Doc, I know it helps to get a hat trick every night. I think you guys have four in your last nine games, and I'm sure that that's not something you can really expect as a coach. But in terms of having a balanced attack, or at least different guys that are stepping up each night, like you said, it's the taxi squad. It's guys that have been developing in Tucson. How much easier does that make your job to know you can rely on more than just a couple guys?
Well, it's a great luxury. Some of the teams in the league, the real good teams, the Colorados and stuff, very frequently, more frequently, they'll have a guy has a night. A guy will have two goals and two assists. We're getting that now. You're having a guy who hits his night, and it just really helps the overall team when a guy's having a night, you know, like Chick, 3 goals, Bunting, 3 goals, you know, Brassard the other night, kind of the last week. It loosens the guys up. When one guy's having a night, there's not as much pressure for everybody to score. So it's hard to do. I mean, let's face it, to get hat tricks all the time, it's hard to do. It doesn't happen all the time. But while it's there, let's take advantage of it, and we have been.
You brought this up at the start of the season, the importance of getting offense from your defense. And last night you got 6 points, 6 assists from your defenseman. On top of that, the season Jacob Chychrun has had, can you just sort of – what are you seeing from Chychrun in the sense of he's producing offense, but it doesn't seem like he's really sacrificing much defense? How difficult of a fine line is that to walk?
Well, he's got a terrific wrist shot. I mean, that's really what separates him from a lot of other defensemen in the league is that he can get that shot off, you know. And when you put people in front, and even sometimes we don't have anybody in front, he can beat a goalie with a wrist shot from the blue line. That's hard to do in the NHL. So that's the one luxury he has. Obviously, he's a really good skating defenseman. What I've liked this year, him being the fourth wave, the fourth guy come up, he's really picking his spots, how to get in that fourth. You know, I think a year or two ago, he might have been a little impatient, got in there too quick. Now you just watch him, and he's like a savvy veteran. He knows exactly the timing of it, and he's hitting the hole at the right time and getting that shot off. So that is something that he's really worked on. Got to give him a lot of credit. You know, he came to camp in great shape, and that's really happens. Good things happen when you're ready to play.
How have you survived this long stretch without Darcy Kuemper, your number one goal? I thought Hill last night was really good. I thought he saved the game for you on that play by Carter. I mean, Carter was so patient. He got the puck. He waited. Hill was down. Somehow got that left leg up and made a great save about 12 and a half minutes left. I thought that was a really big save by him. That could have cut it to one goal if they scored right there. You've been able to survive without Kemps for so long. What do you credit that to?
Well, I think Hilly's demeanor, first of all, if you looked at the last couple of years, he's really improved. You know, his technical part was not great. And if you look, it's starting to get better and better. But he's a battler. Like, you know, he never complained. He didn't play for a year. They threw him in. Now he's playing in huge games for the franchise. You know, he even had a tough night the other night. And it's like, I remember talking about the first period. I said, hey, all the greats have these nights. You're going to be back in the next night. And he was unflappable. He said, okay, yeah, I'll be ready for you, coach. And that's what I love about Hilly. He's a battler. And I think that's something that, you know, you take the personality of a goalie when you're like that. You see the players in front of them playing a little more confident because they know the Hilly will battle for us.
I know we're getting close, right? Pitlick's close, Yarmason's close, Kemper's close. Give me an update on these injured guys you have and when you think they're going to be back.
Yeah, Pick will probably be the quickest one. A good possibility for Friday. Yarmason probably the next week, and Kemper the same thing, and Rantz. So I think those guys are sometime, I don't know if it's early or late next week, but, you know, and I hate putting times, you know, they haven't really practiced with their team yet, but definitely Pitlick is the closest one, and we could use that big body, big right winger that has helped us on, in Pelica. The timing would be right for Pick to get back.
Talk, always great to have you on, my friend. I mean, you're doing a fantastic job as the coach of this team. I hope they're seeing it and sign you to a nice extension. I mean, you've got the team in a playoff position considering all the injuries and everything you've had to overcome. I mean, man, this might be one of your best coaching jobs ever. You're really doing a great job.
I appreciate that. Same for saying that. I'll give you 20%. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
I was just looking for three.
Yeah, I know. See you guys later.